last laughing, long last peel the mask away.
CJLO 1690 AM. Some leathers. What are my words, man? Lover's Teeth is the name of the band.
Hey, I know that band.
Yeah, conveniently enough, that's a track called Fane from 2023 October that was released. Yeah. So is that the first thing you guys wrote, or is that the first things you felt like releasing?
Well, we had an EP before that in 2022.
Oh, okay.
That was the first kind of follow up. Was written by mostly Zach, who was sitting on it for a while. And then yeah, we were kind of like, man, we're tired of playing the same set. So that one felt like a pretty good balance between whatever we do. And then Branches of Argyle was after that, and then Embedded recently. So I think it's sort of, and we intended it as singles. We'll see what happens in the in the long run if you want to have it on a full length or not. But yeah, it was just honestly a mix of a guy sitting on it for about a year and then us just kind of, you know, blending all of our styles. And it was really fun to make. It's a blast to play live too. So, yeah. Speaking of playing it live, can I drop some news? Too early?
You could do whatever you want, man.
All right.
you're kind enough to provide us all with information today. So if
Unpaid
some of that
information,
I'm giving exposure.
I'm
a real promoter.
Paid
today.
In exposure. Yeah. Like most of us.
Really? But yeah. Do whatever you need to do, man.
So if you like that, or if you like any of the next two bands, you're in luck because we're playing at Turbo House Saturday, November 16th. With some new friends of ours in Tarbox. And we're also playing with our buddies from Hamilton called The Good Depression. They just released a full length with Witch Smashes. And another local band called All Dress. It's former members of Dig It Up and my super good friend Will Weston, who's an amazing cook and a really good riff lord too.
I love Dig It Up. Love those. I miss them so much all the time.
And that's pretty good. And they're kind of, it's been pretty cool. They're like recording their songs, but testing them out live first, which is a pretty punk attitude. So they're opening the night. I'm really stoked to see that. That is Saturday, November 16th. And you hear it first here. There's not even a poster out yet.
See, this is why I tell people all the time, they need to tune into this show. Who knows what kind of groundbreaking news they will hear and won't even have a visual component to, because it's a famously visual medium of radio. It works out rather nicely, in fact. But that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a pretty stacked lineup, I think. I mean, is that sort of self-indulgent? Maybe, because we're on it. But super good people. Speaking of Tarbox, we've been trying to play with them for a long time. They just played in Hamilton. They blew everybody away there. They're super cool dudes. Kind of, you know, it's like grunge rock and roll revival thing. They do it super well. The next song I'm going to play for them is Unclear, and then that's going to be followed by the boys in The Good Depression with Snakes and Charmers.
Snakes and Charmers off of their latest record, Oxblood. Yes.
That's it.
Got it. Nailed it. See, it's right in front of me too, as if I can't read.
That's not in my notes. So, thanks, man.
Look, we're doing it. We're just tagging in, getting in, and eventually we will win the tag team title. That's how this is going to work.
By hour two, we'll be nice and gelled.
We'll be ready. So I hope you're all ready to watch this 2-hour match as it goes on, us against nameless.
Ourselves, our unprepared selves.
our brains, which have been addled by all of the things that we've done to it throughout our lives at this point. Oh, as I hold my guru energy drink in my hands, destroying my heart.
I have no excuse. I slept for like 14 hours last night. I did. I hosted a show with Bellworth, which I'll be playing later, Rose Gaze, and Adam Demiroff from Quebec City. I love those guys. It was at Turbo on Friday, and the turnout was awesome. I was really stoked on that. But I ended up, I was the last guy out of the bar. So so Saturday, I slept all day, and then it's Idols weekend, so I got that tonight. I'm stoked
Idols
on that,
weekend.
Too. Yeah, Idols weekend in Montreal, which you just told me.
Yep.
They did a session here.
They did do a session
which is
here.
Absolutely sick.
This is going to be weird because I think I'm going to pull from those. Well, maybe not for the Idols because that's special for you. I might see if that's in the session. If it's not,
fire.
I'll probably just play it off of here. But I think for the for two other bands, I'm going to play the sessions from today.
Sick.
And that'll be pretty fun to do. I always like to play bands that come in and do sessions. And then I'm sure you must have heard / seen the Presage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those boys are sick.
Yeah.
Actually, Simon, the bass player, is on that little run of shows in November. He's playing bass for us. And he flew out the other day and did a show for us. We opened up for Polka Dot Cadaver, which
did you now?
Yeah, we did. And the opening band was called Sump, and it was Comedy Hour, man. That was like, it was insane. We were like, what did we walk into? And it was super cool, like one man show. I think he played like 36 songs, and his set was like 25 minutes.
Amazing.
And then and then we went up after that. We had like no room, dude. It was like the stage was all backline, and I think we had like a square inch. If you've ever seen us play, we have boards that should not go on the road, but we're idiots, so yeah, like spaceships. And he's a big dude, so like he was in the middle of all that, and that's like first show, no practice, just came in, learned all the songs and killed it, which was super cool. So yeah, he's back out in, I think we're doing Ottawa, Montreal, and Quebec City. I think that's our run. So he's gonna play bass for us for three 3 days. So super stoked on that. Thanks, Simon.
When was that Polka Dot Cadaver Show? Where was that Polka Dot Cadaver
It show? Was at the Baby G in Toronto.
Oh. Playing
with Inertia Entertainment. Noel was a really cool dude there. He will give us a shot once in a while. Yeah, so.
Less and less bands come into Montreal and getting concerning now at this point. Quite concerning. Everyone, please go out to shows more. Please make it so that shows are profitable here so that bands show up. That'd be great.
Yeah, hey man, Idols 2 days sold out
at
Metropolis. True. We're gonna call it what it is. Not the new.
No, not the new name. No. I'm so annoyed about when a place changes its name to something that's far stupider than what it is. Like Corona changing their name to Beanfield.
Well, I don't know what that is. Corona?
Yeah.
Beanfield? I don't know. Corona it is.
Yeah, you
can keep it OG, man.
Yeah. Like Beanfield doesn't even exist in Quebec. What's wrong with you, Beanfield?
I had to, so dumb. I had to Wikipedia that. Like, I'm like, Beanfield? What is
a Beanfield?
I thought it was the name of a guy who bought it.
Yeah, exactly,
to be,
right?
To be honest.
Like, I don't understand.
Anyways.
I don't get it. Anyways, let's go about places that, you know, are good and, play bands that are also good.
Very good.
So let's start off with some Tarbox, and then we'll play some The Good Depression.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want them to be confused with Good Depression, a band from like Poughkeepsie, Idaho or something. I don't want to. Let's not get confused, everybody. All right. So, you know what? I should probably go over what was played first here before I get into that. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
So what you'd heard there was some Lover's Teeth with Fane, which we already went over. But then before the commercials, you heard some Chastity off of their new self-titled record. These Are the Missing Years is the name of that track. And starting everything off with some Bonnie Trash with, I'm glad I was right about this, a cover of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds' Red Right Hand, a very weird cover.
Man, that band was sick.
Yeah.
Like, from Guelph too? How did I miss that?
They're good, yeah.
That's right up my alley.
Yeah.
That was really good, super impressive. Sonically, like, meticulous. Like, you could tell that they spend some time on not even just the songwriting, but how it sounds and how it's going to be perceived.
Yeah, the whole atmosphere of it.
Yeah, it's like, it's not just a reverb pedal, you know what I mean? It's like thought out, like they know what they're doing. Or if they don't, well, keep doing whatever that is.
Yeah, really. If you don't know what you're doing, keep not knowing what you're doing.
Yeah, that was really good. That's right up my alley. Zach, too, which is our guitar and synth player in our band, that would be right up his alley. He introduced me to like Chelsea Wolfe and Emma Ruth Rundle and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's like right up his alley, so.
Well, if you're interested, much like if anyone else is interested, they're playing at Quai de Brume on the 28th. That's what it is. I don't know why I was searching here.
Of this month?
Yeah, this month.
Well, 28th.
Like 6 days now. Yeah.
Dude, I'm playing a gig that day. That sucks. Well, it's a good gig. It's Every Child Matters charity gig
up in
Hamilton. So, you know, that's going to be
going
to be awesome. But damn it.
That's always the way, isn't it?
Like, it's kind of, you asked me how my summer was, and I was like, shows, and you said playing or seeing. I'm like, playing and not seeing anything.
Because
I'm playing too much.
Every time there's like a really good show that I'm really excited to see, I seem to be out of town. That's going to be happening with Nervosa and Lich King. I'll be out of town. Although for that, I'm going down to Philly to see Soul Coughing.
Oh, sick.
Which is going to be ridiculous. I'm going to have to. Since I brought up their name, should I play them on the show today? I'll think about it. Anyway, the point is, if you, unlike Carl, can see Bonnie Trash on the 28th, then you can go see them. They're playing with Pool Girl, JRCG, and Population 2. So get your tickets, $15, which is pretty good for four bands. Like, shockingly good, actually, as I think about it.
Like, that band's going to be like $30 next time they're around. Like, they're really good, man.
Honestly, like. And hopefully, again, they won't get COVID and be actually able to play. That would be good.
If you think about it, it's technically an investment.
Technically. They're right. Yes. Think of the memories you're investing in, everyone. Think of the memories. Anyway, that's what you just heard. And now, after that long, long thing, let's play some bands that just played recently. Last night. No, Friday night. You said
no. These are coming up in November.
Oh, coming up in November. Right, because you shut down something else without You see, as a dumb person, I sometimes mess things up. Anyway, the point is, get ready for this: some Tarbox and then some The Good Depression right here on CJLO 1690 AM. Great A Explosives. Carl from Lover's Teeth. I'm having real trouble talking today. That's concerning. Carl from Lover's Teeth is going to be here to tell us even more bands. So stay tuned. Do not turn away. Stare directly into your radio, the famously visual medium, and keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM.